The Trump administration's proposed travel ban, still in draft form, is raising concerns in Reno, particularly among refugee families and international students. As KUNR's Maria Palma reports, the potential impact of this ban could affect those hoping to reunite with loved ones or continue their studies in the U.S.
The proposed travel ban targets countries like Afghanistan, Iran, and Cuba. If approved, it would limit travel from these countries, potentially affecting families of refugees and other immigrants in Reno. Karina Black, executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center, says the ban would hurt refugees, especially Afghan families who were already hoping to bring relatives to the U.S.
For the last 3 years, we have been working with the U.S. government to bring those family members here. And now with this travel ban, this is going to affect a good amount of individuals who were not able to bring their wives and children to the United States.
Black says the center has resettled 197 Afghan families in northern Nevada since 2021. Currently, the refugee program is completely shut down, she says. Meanwhile, at the University of Nevada, Reno, officials are closely monitoring the situation and its impact on international students. In a statement to KUNR, UNR said, quote, "Currently, there have been no reports of issues affecting current or incoming international students and scholars. However, the university advises that visa renewal approval and re-entry are not guaranteed for students traveling abroad." The statement also recommends that international students and scholars consult with immigration attorneys if needed. For now, local refugee advocacy groups and universities are left to wait and see what the final decision will be. But the uncertainty is already creating anxiety for families and students. For KUNR News, I'm Maria Palma.